Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Kuf Zayin Chulin 107. And the Gemara is discussing the laws of washing one's hands, Netilat Yadayim, before eating some food, before eating bread. And so the Gemara now discusses the case of somebody who feeds his friend bread. If somebody is putting bread in his friend's mouth, whether or not the person who is holding the bread and put it in his friend's mouth also must wash their hands. So the Gemara says, Ibayuhu Machiel, let's say the person is feeding bread to his friend, Tzarach Netilat Yadayim. Since he's touching the food, the question is, does this person require washing of the hands? Or maybe because when the sages instituted the concept of Netilas Yadayim, the sages only instituted for somebody who themselves eats bread. Maybe for this reason, the person does not need to wash their hands because the decree was not made upon one who is feeding, but only one who is eating. So the Gemara says, let's answer this question from the following source. Tashma, the Tanin de Be'Menashe. We learned in Braisa from the Beis Medrash of Menashe, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel taught, Isha medichas yada aras b'mayim v'nosenes pas levna katan, that this refers to Yom Kippur, and even though, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it's prohibited, generally speaking, to wash one's hands on Yom Kippur, nevertheless, if a woman would like to feed her son, her young child, bread on Yom Kippur, which is obviously permitted, that what she can do is she can wash one of her hands in water and then feed bread to her son. And so the reason is because this allows her to touch the bread in order to feed it to her son. But then they said about Shammai HaZaken, Shelo Ratza, Amru Laval Shammai HaZaken, Shelo Ratza L'Achil B'Yado Achas. They said about Shammai the elder, and he was so strict upon himself at the expense of this child, unfortunately, that he did not want to even wash one hand on Yom Kippur in order to feed his young son. And the reason is because he was concerned about washing on Yom Kippur. And so therefore he said, I'm not going to feed my son because that will force me to wash my hand. And so as a result of this, the other rabbis were very concerned about this. They were concerned about Shammai the elder, that he was preventing his son from eating on Yom Kippur. And so therefore, Gazro of Sheyachil B'Shteyad, the sages made a decree that you're not allowed to force your son to fast because of your stringency. And the sages made a decree about Shammai the elder that indeed he would be required to wash both of his hands in order to, the sages wanted to publicize the matter that in order to feed a child in Yom Kippur, you're allowed to wash your hands in Yom Kippur. Even though, what's the point here? That because you want to make a decree, you're going to make Shammai do a sin of washing both of his hands, it would have been sufficient with one hand. So the Ritva says they wanted to publicize the matter. The other explanation is that Shammai HaZaken thought that you weren't only allowed to wash one hand, that you needed to wash both hands, even if you're only touching it with one hand. And so therefore, the sages made the decree that he would have to wash both hands. We see from here, and they went out of their way to make Shammai feed his son, Shammai the elder, even though he was concerned that he was violating a law. So the Gemara says, isn't that it's therefore a proof that the person who is feeding somebody else must indeed wash their hands? And it says the Abaye, that's not a proof. I'll tell you why. Because it says Abaye that the only reason why they required to wash their hands was not because it was for the fooding, but that was because they had never washed their hands in the morning when they wake up. Every morning a person is supposed to wake up and wash their hands. But in this case, since it was Yom Kippur, they had never washed their hands. And what's the reasoning? Says Abaye, the reason was Mishum Shifta, that the reason why, generally speaking, you're supposed to wash your hands when you wake up in the morning is on account of shifta, which is according to most commentators, what this refers to is the bad spirit that rests on the hands that when one sleeps overnight. And so therefore, since they hadn't washed these shifta off of them, as long as they haven't washed their hands and they touch the food, they're going to be placing the bad spirit, the ruach ra, on the food, and that could cause damage to the one who's eating it. And so therefore, the Torah says the sages allowed such a person to wash the hand in Yom Kippur before they feed the child. But generally speaking, when it comes to somebody who's feeding somebody else, indeed, the law would not be that you have to wash your hands under those circumstances. Only in this case, because they had not removed the shifta from their hands, that the sages said that Shammai HaZaken needed to wash his hand, and that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said a woman should wash one hand. And indeed, the Gemara brings a story about this. The Tashma, the Gemara taught that Avua de Shmuel, the father Shmuel, Ashkechei was Shmuel the Kabachi. He once found Shmuel was crying. And so the father of Shmuel said to Shmuel, "Why are you crying?" He said, "Amai ka bachis, why are you crying?" And Shmuel says, "Because machian rabbi, rachmano letzlan." What happened was, he said, "My teacher hit me." So his father said, "Why did your teacher hit you?" The father of Shmuel said, "Why did he hit you?" He said, "Da amarli ka safis levrai v'lo mashas yadayich." He said, Shmuel said that the teacher said to me, "You fed my son food and you didn't wash your hands first." And so that's why the man hit Shmuel. So Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, said to him, "Am I lo mashas? Well, why didn't you wash your hands?" So he said, "Why should I wash my hands? I'm like, who achil v'ana mashina? He's eating, and I'm going to wash my hands." And so we see from here that the law is that you're not required to wash your hands if indeed you're the one who's feeding somebody else. And so Shmuel's father, when he heard this, he says, "Lo mistayed ulgamir." It's not a sufficient that this person doesn't know the halacha. He doesn't know the halacha that if you're feeding somebody else, you don't have to wash your hands. But mimcha nami machi. But he also has to go ahead and hit you. And we see from this, and the people who are sometimes so zealous and out of control, they often don't even know what they're talking about. That this person was hitting Shmuel for not following the halacha when indeed this person, we don't even know his name, was hitting the Shmuel, who is such a great Torah scholar and knows the law, and this person who is hitting him doesn't even know the law. And so we see the whole story from the beginning is all about people sacrificing, so to speak, the health or the welfare of children for their ideology, which the rabbis seem to be saying here is completely incorrect. And so indeed the halacha is that ochal machmas machil, somebody eats and somebody else is giving him the food, that person needs to wash their hands. But machil, but somebody who's feeding somebody else, eino tzarech netilas yadayim, does not need to wash their hands.